You know, the Bible says that Christians are in a spiritual warfare. We all know one of our strong enemies is the pull of the world. But equally disabling is the fear of the world. Some years ago, you may remember hearing about a man who was so afraid of germs and viruses, he wouldn't even shake hands with people for fear he might be contaminated. In fact, everyone who came into his presence had to wear sterile white gloves and not get too close. He never went out of his room, day or night, hoping to avoid the colds and the flu or whatever was going around. You know, at one time, he'd been an outgoing person, well-liked and respected by a large circle of friends. And then, little by little, he began to develop this overwhelming fear of sickness and disease. The dangers were real. The germs are there. But he came up with the wrong solution. Friend, I've seen that happen in the spiritual realm. I have seen people get so frightened by the power of the devil or the dangers all around us in this world that they become immobilized by fear and isolate themselves. Now, it's certainly true that this world is a powerful enemy. We don't want to be naive about that. Just look what happened to Demas. He was, you recall, one of Paul's fellow soldiers, along with such stalwarts as Mark and Luke. But something happened, and Paul wrote Timothy and said, "Demas has forsaken me, having loved the present world, and has departed." Wow, just think of that. If the pull of the world is so powerful, even to cause a co-laborer of the Apostle Paul to leave the cause of Christ and give the rest of his life to living for the world, we'd better watch out. There are people out there, false prophets, who would lead you astray. But you can overcome them and the lifestyle they propose not by sealing yourself off from the world, but by staying close to Christ. Remember the words of the Apostle John, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.